Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're tackling an ugly-ish sort of OPP that Steve can't really relate to. Well, you're just never in a relationship long enough.
Right.
And so I've that never, you're a couple and you've got couple friends.
Friends. Yeah, I'm never getting to that part. So.
But I have been, and when there's a breakup, it changes the dynamic. It's like you're talking about four people who are all friends, and then those two break up. Which one do you hang out with still? Do you hang out with her? You hang out with him?
This is so weird.
I know it's weird. And there's actually an extra layer, I'm told, to this one.
Oh.
So, and she's on the phone. Somebody in this dynamic is on the phone. Emma?
Yeah.
why don't you tell us what's going on, and maybe we can help.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. So, I was thinking about this, and I'm going to use names that are not the real names because everybody listens to you guys.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, so my husband is Tom.
Tom.
And Tom and I have known each other for a long time, been married 10 years. And my best friend, Jenny, was my maid of honor.
Okay.
And she fell for Tom's best man.
Oh, boy.
Jack.
Jack. Okay, right? We've used really easy generic names. You and Tom, Jenny and Jack.
Super. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm already in trouble.
Okay.
So that's the thing. So at any rate, Jenny and Jack, they fell in love and they got married like 3 years later. And we have been like the four musketeers since. We had so much fun. We went to Cancun. We've gone to go see each other's families. Like, just the best time.
Because you were already best friends with her. He's already best friends with him. And now you're married. Yeah. So it's like...
Four BFFFFs.
Yes.
Yeah. It was really special. Like, everybody, all of our friends, we're sort of this core group. And then it turns out that Jack totally cheated on Jenny. He had this thing going on for a while, like not just a one-off, like a side thing, you know? And so, you know, Jenny's devastated. They're not together anymore. She kicked him out.
They're getting a divorce.
Yeah, well, that's how they're talking. Like, nothing's official, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Jack doesn't want it to, and Tom doesn't want it to, but like, Jenny's done.
The four musketeers are done.
Okay. So Jenny and I kind of went to my husband and we were like, look, we can't really hang out with him anymore. You know what I mean? He broke the bonds of trust. He's the one that has to go. And, you know, my husband, to some extent, he understands, but he's really sad because he's just lost his best friend. And now he feels like he's sneaking around to talk to his best buddy.
Yeah.
And he wants to be there for his buddy because his buddy just messed up and lost the love of his life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He broke the bonds of trust with Jenny, but he didn't break the bonds of trust with Tom.
I know what you're saying, Steve, but that's because you don't ever get in a committed relationship.
I'm seeing it for what it really is.
No, you're not. You're not. Because your wife's best friend, if my wife's best friend was hurting and I knew the guy who did it, I'd go strangle him out.
Wait. Oh, so your loyalty was to your wife's friend over your own friend.
Well, my loyalty is to my wife, and then her loyalty is to her. So sort of by the transitive property, I sort of have. I don't. I'm not completely taking Emma's side right now, but I know you're thinking so logically that Tom and Jack get to still be friends. It's not as simple as you think. Jack didn't do anything to Tom.
Didn't.
And he but
didn't
Jack do anything. Screwed up really bad.
We didn't do anything to Emma either. Just hurt her friend.
But
I mean, it's not entirely true, though. You know what I mean? Like, marriage becomes like a thing. And they spent so much time around us that, I don't know. It's just like, is Jack ever going to, like, show up with his new wife? Like, no.
Yeah, you can't.
Why not, though? He's part of your circle of friends. At least he was.
There. But why does Jack... I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like, so why can't
Emma,
go ahead.
Let me ask you this. So let's say, Emma, you take your car in for an oil change and they screw you over. So you go home and you tell your husband, Tom, you can never go to that oil place because they screwed me over. Is that kind of the way the thing is?
Yes.
But why? Yeah. But they treat your husband great and he's never had a problem.
I don't want to have my business.
You know this, Steve.
That's a bad analogy.
I couldn't go to the dentist anymore because his wife and my wife got in a fight.
Got into a to-do, yes. And so your wife told you can't go there anymore.
I was forbidden from going to that
dentist.
But
you were happy with that dentist? You liked it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say my best friend Jenny did go to my dentist, and he messed her up. She had a terrible experience, and I do still go to that dentist because I love
him. Then you don't have the same loyalty you're asking your husband to have.
I know, but you know how hard it is to find a great
dentist? I do.
Man, Jenny's just had a hard dentist, and now she's getting cheated.
Jenny has had a hard dentist. That's part of what's so heartbreaking about it all.
So does he still talk to Jack? Because you said he feels like he's sneaking. He does still talk to him, but you're saying cut it off.
He does. I mean, like, he kind of keeps it on the down low, and I don't tell Jenny about it, but, you know, like, I wouldn't tell him he can't speak to him at all. Like, we're hoping that the two of them can come to some kind of peace so that we can be at some kind of peace.
Why did it take both of you to go to your husband and line him out? You kind of assume that Tom would have backed your guys' play, but it seems like you guys didn't think so because you both had to ambush him with, remember, you're no longer...
No, it wasn't like that. It was, honestly, she was crying on my couch. She slept on my couch overnight because she was so upset.
Okay.
Saw how she was.
So it wasn't
an ambush.
So I just want to clarify, Emma. So Tom was lifelong friends with Jack, barely knows Jenny, but
don't
now
say barely knows. They travel together. You don't get
for Emma's friend.
Your closing argument can't like negate the four of their friendship.
No further questions, Your Honor.
But at a certain point, what if Jack molested a child?
Oh, that's way
no, then we would cut him off, right?
Yes.
But he's done something horrible to Jenny and therefore rocked the marital bonds that the four of them had.
Okay, so Emma.
And I will say, Tom said that if it was the other way around and it was Jenny who had a second relationship going on, he would want the same thing. So he understands.
Oh.
And would you cut Jenny out of your life if the tables were turned?
No, because you got to be her friend during this
time.
You're
right.
I know.
Yes.
I would be in the same position Thompson.
No, you wouldn't because these are females now. We're friends. We're talking about.
Female friends are harder to come by.
Women can pick up and drop friends just as fast as anybody.
Okay.
Well, then we're going to decide the fate of, because I've been through this. When couples break up, it's like, well, you get this couple and I'll take this couple.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Like I kept our friends from, you know this, Steve, like the buddy, my buddy from Chicago.
Yes.
I kept him, even though he was first closer friends with my
ex-wife.
But it was like when we broke up, it's like, I get Brent.
Oh, so you.
We sort of, it just kind of happened.
Do you ever like do like, I'll take two of these friends. Can you have that one?
There's like a baseball card trading
yes,
session.
Exactly.
Hey, I'll trade you my Brent for your Chad and your, okay.
Exactly.
Emma, we're going to try to get you an answer.
I feel bad for Tom. He's like the victim in all this. And he did nothing.
Tom didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. But now he's got to adjust.
Tom's a good guy. Tom is the best. He's trying so hard to make everybody happy.
He's forced to change his life because your friend got, I don't know. Okay.
But no, nice try. Thank you. Hang on, Emma. Because Jack was a dirtbag. And at a certain point, my wife would look at me and go, do you really want to associate with a guy who would do that?
I get that it goes to moral fortitude
Absolutely.
And all that stuff, but he never did it to you.
It doesn't matter if he didn't do it to me.
I get it. It goes towards...
He's still a bad
but
dude.
But as a best friend, you got to look at
no,
these things. You got to forgive. You got
to
forget.
I don't have to... If he murdered somebody, I'd have to go, I can't be around him anymore. And my wife wouldn't be comfortable with me being around a guy who cheats.
But see, you're supposed to be there for him, especially more if he's
a murderer.
You're so
good. God. All right. The names are complicated. Emma and Tom are together. Jenny and Jack are together, and they were all best friends. Now Jack screwed around on Jenny, and apparently we all have to forget Jack ever lived.
Yeah, especially Tom has to dump his best friend Jack for something he did to somebody else.
Or does he? You guys actually get to decide. Candy?
Yai.
What do you think?
I really think that Jack has to go.
He has to go.
Yeah, out of Jenny and Emma's life, absolutely.
No.
Why Tom?
He broke the bond of friendship with all of them by doing this.
By pursuing his... Okay.
Let me just... So, wait a minute. Like, Steve is friendly with my wife. I don't know if I call you guys friends. You don't, like, text each other or anything, but you're friendly. If I cheated, like... I'm trying to think of how to make this analogy work. I didn't break the bonds between Steve and I.
We don't have a vow.
There's a price to be paid for this kind of behavior, and unfortunately, it ripples out in many directions.
So, Candy, what you're saying is if someone gets caught cheating on another human being, humankind must all turn their back on that one individual forever.
Yes.
No, but when your best friends, and the four of you are all best friends... Yeah.
You wrecked the dynamic of all four. You broke the trust, not just of one, but the whole group.
Yep. That's what happened.
But why couldn't Tom have his own opportunity to make his own decision and go to his friend Jack and decide for himself how he wanted to proceed?
Can't they just do things, buddy things? Like, I get that Jack can't hang out with Emma anymore, Tom's wife. But, like, can Tom and Jack go shoot elk or something? Can they go off into a wilderness where nobody knows where they're at and just... It's like what Jack did is despicable.
Right.
But it doesn't erase the 20 years that these guys, like, he drug him out of a pond in high school and helped him get through a fight in college. And he cheats on his wife and now we can't talk to him ever again.
Is that true?
I don't think that you necessarily have to, like, they can't be, like, you can't come to group functions, obviously.
That's definitely over.
You can't talk about Jack. Tom can't talk about Jack in the group.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And, but as far as, like, away from everybody else,
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, I guess if he wants to do that, then...
Does he have to be underground about it, or can he, like...
I think he kind of does.
He has to go underground.
He definitely does. Thank you for the call. He definitely does around Jenny. You can't come back with this hilarious story. Oh, my God, you won't believe what... Oh, never mind.
You're right.
That happened with...
But then he has to lie to his wife now, too, just to hang out with... Yeah.
Then it's like he's having an affair with
a dude.
You're
right.
Stefan?
Yay.
What do you think?
I don't think Tom should have to give up his friends, but, I mean, I'm the kind of person who grew up without not that much family, so the friends I do have are my family. They're my brothers. They're, you know?
And nothing, no amount of whatever they could do morally or criminally or whatever would make you turn your back on them.
No, they're my blood. They're my brothers. There's no getting rid of them. They couldn't get rid of me, and there's no way I could get rid of them.
But why? That's a good thing. And that's what Tom has with Jack, but now it's a bad thing.
That's what I'm saying.
It is and it is. I know. Thank you for the call. You're right.
You got to pick your wife over everyone
else. It just starts to get janky. I still think Tom can make it work, but if he ever comes home and says it was a hilarious night with Jack, then his wife's like... Oh, you had a hilarious night with the adulterer?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for you. Have fun with your adulterer friend. I mean, Emma's going to make it miserable for Tom anyway. Anytime he's like, I'm just going to have a beer with Jack. It's like, have fun. Try not to cheat.
Yeah. Oh, the guy that ruined my best friends.
Jessica?
Yay.
What do you think?
I am going to say with what you did, Slacker, at the end is how can Tom associate someone like that? If it was my husband, it's his decision, but I would be livid if he would associate with someone who had another girlfriend on the side.
Jessica,
one thing is one thing.
You cheated in your life. Why do you still have friends? You're a cheater too. We all are.
I've never cheated on anybody.
Whatever. You thought of other people while being in a relationship. That's
not
cheating.
The same as cheating. You're not going to get all biblical on us. To even think about the act is the same as doing it. I don't agree with that. I love that you started with agreeing with me, but Jessica, you're about to never listen to the show again because I've cheated. And Steve's cheated.
I know, but I mean, did you have a full relationship? Was it a one-time thing? Well, Steve is different. He doesn't have committed relationships.
That's true. So it's not that, yeah. No, I've been a very bad person.
That means you can no longer have friends.
Would you do it again?
No.
Okay, so then that would be the conversation I would have to have with Jack.
So if Jack says he'd never do it again, then we're cool.
I see what you're saying, Jessica.
Well, and if he did it again, then absolutely we're done.
Okay, but...
But if it was a one time, he's in love with this other woman, he made a mistake, blah, 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 never do it again, okay. But if, once a cheater, usually always one.
But can they still have friends and stuff?
No. Okay. There's a panel that we have to convene to see if your friends are worthy. It's like congressional approval. Thank you for the call, Jessica.
Yeah.
She said she's never cheated. I don't know if I buy that.
I know.
Jeff.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to throw something else in the mix here.
Okay.
If Jack and Tom are lifelong best friends and, you know, whatever, he already knew.
Oh, he knew he was cheating?
Oh, Tom?
He knew he had side work?
Is that where Emma and Jenny were going with this, kind of?
He had to have known. Wouldn't you know if your best friend,
kinda?
Lifelong best friend, was messing around? Yep.
Oh, so this rubs off on Tom now.
Tom's got a little stink on him. You're right.
Tom's not the angel they think he is.
Because he was, wow.
Yeah, but you can't, but it's also a best friend code. If I tell you I robbed a bank,
you
don't go tell your wife, dude. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, now
that's a secret between us.
Yep. And you're going to hide the body. Exactly.
That's what my best friend is for, to help me hide a body, to cover up my...
Okay, Jeff. It's like we're back to
a bigger problem than he thinks.
What trumps what now? My commitment to my lifelong best friend or my vows to my wife now?
Well, when Jack admitted he had an affair, if he did to Tom, that's really not screwing up your vibe with your wife. It's screwing up a vibe with your wife's friend. So I would still keep the secret from my friend.
There you go.
But if he said, I've been stealing money from your wife's purse, now I got to take my wife's
side. There you go. Okay, nice.
So thank you for the insight, Jeff.
Yeah.
This is the thing. These guys see things that we don't see. We're just like, oh, trees. What forest? Sarah?
Yay.
You're disguised. It sounds like you're sort of one of these players or something.
Yeah, so basically, I'm Jack in this whole situation.
Okay.
Except there was three couples involved. I mean, we were hanging out for years. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we used to get together with each other's families.
And then you cheated.
Things didn't work out. Right. Well, things didn't work out with me and my ex, right? So we got divorced. But that doesn't mean that I broke everyone else's trust. Like, what happened in our marriage and not with everyone else.
Boom.
We're all still friends.
You are still friends. Nobody tossed you aside.
No, I mean, granted, it took them a little bit of time, you know, to get over everything. But now they hang out with my ex and his girlfriend. They hang out with me and my new boyfriend.
Just not together.
No, obviously not. But, you know, are in individual cells, you know. I mean, it would be a little messed up if they did cut me out because they were my friends. So essentially, they're picking one side over another.
Right.
And if you're someone's true friend, you don't do that.
You
do if your friend did something despicable. There is a point where they did something.
True, but I mean, I made a mistake. It was a mistake. It was wrong. But you know what? It happened for a reason. And I'm sure he's happier now and I'm happier now.
Yep.
You know?
Good for you for having your cake and eating your friends too, sort of. Thank you for the call. I don't know if we ever really came to a conclusion necessarily.
I thought we decided Jack deserves friends. Especially Tom.
That's all you heard because you're that guy. If you still want to sound off on this monstrosity of an abacus problem, hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.